Today we're going to explore the unfolding crisis facing Eastern Europe. In a turbulent era defined by shifting alliances and geopolitical brinkmanship, we unravel the alarming narrative of Ukraine's support under Trump's potential return, and NATO's anxieties as they prepare for an unquestionable future Russian invasion. This isn't just a geopolitical chess game. We're talking about the high-stakes dynamics threatening to reshape the landscape of global security. Welcome to That's Life, I Swear. This podcast is about life's happenings in this world that conjure up such words as intriguing, frightening, life-changing, inspiring, and more. I'm Rick Barron, your host. That said, here's the rest of this story. At this very moment, Europe and NATO are now contemplating what was once thought unthinkable, a future Russian invasion. As U.S. support for Ukraine diminishes and the specter of a resurgent Donald Trump looms, European nations and NATO begin dealing with the sobering possibility of confronting Russia alone within the next decade or even sooner. President Putin's passionate expression of grief in 2005 about the demise of the Soviet Empire as the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century once seemed purely rhetoric. However, subsequent events, including such things as support for Ukrainian separatists, the annexation of Crimea in 2014, and the full-scale of invasion of Ukraine in 2022, have shattered any illusions of complacency. With the resurgence of former President Donald Trump, whose past threats to withdraw from NATO and recent reluctance to aid alliance allies has raised alarms. Knowing this is a possibility gives European nations reason to confront the unsettling prospect of a potential Russian invasion within the next decade. They now think harder of fighting Russian forces without U.S. backing if the Trump scenario unfolds. Some officials and experts speculate that a Russian assault could occur within 5 years at the earliest, following the conflict's conclusion in Ukraine. As Putin waits it out, it gives Russia ample time to rebuild and bolster its military capabilities. The notion of a Russian invasion has long haunted the states that border Russia or its immediate vicinity. For Major General Veliko Veliopom, commander of the Estonian Army's Primary Land Combat Division, the threat of invasion has been an enduring concern, a concern that's now morphing into a high probability. He reflected on Estonia's awakening to this threat in 1991 when the country declared independence from the crumbling Soviet Union. However, despite mounting apprehension, Moscow dismisses allegations of planning to attack NATO, attributing such claims to Western disinformation aimed at inciting discontent against Russia. Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service has brushed off these concerns in a recent interview, denouncing them as part of a Western propaganda campaign. In recent months, Europe's apprehension has been exacerbated by Mr. Putin's aggressive military buildup and substantial investments in Russia's armed forces and defense industry. Concurrently, some Republicans in Congress advocate for limiting American aid to Ukraine, adding to the unease. President Zelensky of Ukraine issued a stark warning at the World Economic Forum, asserting that the scope of potential Russian aggression extends far beyond Ukraine, with ominous indications of future assaults becoming increasingly apparent. While NATO asserts its readiness to defend the borders of all 31 member states, collective national defense spending has surged by an estimated $190 billion since 2014, when Russia initiated its invasion of Ukraine. However, analysts caution that rebuilding the military infrastructure across Europe, which has been hollowed out in the decades following the Cold War, remains an ongoing process that could span several years. The peace dividend resulting from the reallocation of funds away from military budgets toward social programs like healthcare and education, coupled with a decline in demand for defense equipment, led to a contraction of Europe's defense industry. In 2006, amid concerns about military preparedness, top defense officials from NATO countries agreed to allocate at least 2% of their annual domestic output to military spending. However, compliance with this target remained voluntary, and by 2014, only three of the 28 member nations met that benchmark, Although the number of countries meeting the 2% threshold has increased since then, reaching 11 last year, significant disparities persist. NATO's resolve to assess its readiness is underscored by a large-scale military exercise involving 90,000 troops, touted as the alliance's most extensive drill since the Cold War's conclusion. The exercise, which simulates NATO's response to a hypothetical Russian invasion, has heightened tensions in border states, particularly in the Baltics and Nordics. Highlighting NATO's preparations against its top adversaries, Admiral Rob Bauer of the Netherlands, the chairman of the NATO's military committee, emphasizes that's what we're gearing up for a potential conflict with Russia. Nicknamed the Steadfast Defender 2024, the NATO exercise catalyzes allies' heightened apprehension, as noted by Christopher Skullabaugh, director of the Transatlantic Security Initiatives at the Atlantic Council in Washington. He contends that Russia's tenacity during Ukraine's Western-equipped counteroffensive last summer signaled Putin's enduring commitment, potentially allowing for military reconstitution within 3 to 5 years. Just because they face setbacks in Ukraine doesn't mean they sideline for a decade, Skalupa cautioned. The looming possibility of a Trump presidency re-emerging has compelled Europeans to confront the likelihood of reduced American support for Ukraine and a potential shift in U.S. leadership within NATO as early as next year. These factors intensify broader apprehensions about Russia's intentions, fueling a visible sense of unease. It's a unique convergence of circumstances that amplifies long-standing fears of Russian aggression against NATO. In a January 21st interview, Norway's top military commander, General Erik Christophersen, emphasized the urgent need to bolster defenses against an unpredictable Russia, stressing, "We are short on time." He urged immediate investments to secure defense, suggesting a window of opportunity lasting 1 to 3 years. On the same day, President Sauli Niinisto, the president of Finland, addressed concerns arising from reports about a Steadfast Defender scenario testing NATO's response to a potential Russian invasion of Finland. He cautioned against overreaction, seeking to allay fears, emphasizing that historical war games have not manifested in reality. Echoing this sentiment, Sweden's top military commander, General Mikael Biden, and Minister for Defense, Carl Oscar Bohn, issued warnings about Sweden's necessity to prepare for conflict. Mr. Bohn, assertion that there could be war in Sweden at a security conference drew sharp criticism from opposition parties who labeled the remarks as fear-mongering. Despite the controversy, Sweden and Finland are moving closer to NATO, abandoning fears of military non-alignment due to concerns over Russian aggression. The Prime Minister of Sweden acknowledged that the increased risk of war, emphasizing that Russia remains a significant concern while there's no immediate threat. Estonia, mindful of Russia's territorial ambitions, evidenced by its actions in Ukraine, recognizes the looming threat. Estonia is well aware of Russia's aspirations to reclaim its former empire. For many Estonians, it's not a matter of if, but when Russia will attempt an invasion. In recent discussions across various media platforms, the focus of the upcoming 2024 presidential election appears to revolve around contrasting narratives, one characterized by concerns about cognitive decline, while the other embodies notions of extreme personality traits. However, beneath this surface lies a more profound consideration, the course of the Western world. President Biden emphasizes the importance of countering Vladimir Putin's aggressive actions in Ukraine for the overall security of Europe. Conversely, Donald Trump's stance on Ukraine appears largely indifferent. No big surprise there. President Biden sees the pivotal role of NATO in upholding both American and European security. On the other hand, Trump sees it from a negative sense that he doesn't see these countries not holding their own. He feels they have the money, and they should shoulder their own defense burdens. During the previous autumn, Republican members of Congress insisted on attaching conditions to ongoing aid for Ukraine, seeking policy changes related to immigration at the southern border. Following extensive negotiations spanning 4 months, the Senate crafted a bill reflecting these demands. However, Trump swiftly rejected the proposal. He felt that the passage of the bill would make Biden look good not America, Biden. Now, this clown is not in the White House currently, but he's appearing to still be calling the shots within the GOP. Trump's mindset is beyond juvenile. Instead of playing a game of global chess, he's wanting to play tiddlywinks. Let's address the stark ramifications of failure to extend existence to the Ukraine people. Ukrainian military forces are facing critical shortages of essential supplies, leaving them severely disadvantaged. Across the front lines, Russian troops are intensifying their attacks, significantly outpacing Ukrainian capabilities with artillery fire rates 5 to 10 times higher. With the ammunition running short, Ukrainian soldiers are instructed to conserve firepower, prioritizing larger Russian advances while smaller enemy groups gain ground. Furthermore, dwindling air defense systems have urban civilians at risk to Russian aerial threats, including drones and missiles. Michael Kaufman, an expert on Russia at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, warns that without additional American assistance, Ukrainian resilience may only last a portion of 2024, beyond which their capacity to resist will diminish. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz underscored the profound implications of a Russian triumph in Russia, stressing its potential to drastically alter the European landscape and deal a significant blow to the liberal world order. He highlighted Europe's substantial financial and military support for Ukraine's defense efforts, while also emphasizing the imperative for unwavering commitment to Ukraine's cause from both sides of the Atlantic. While Europe may have the capacity to increase its efforts, it just can't bridge the military void that would result from the suspension of military aid. Since the conclusion of the Cold War, European nations have downsized their armed forces and dismantled much of their defense industrial infrastructure. Regrettably, European leaders have acknowledged their inability to meet the ambitious target of producing 1 million artillery shells for Ukraine by March. Despite the United States allowing its own military production capabilities to decline, it remains unparalleled as a primary source of weaponry. Recent remarks by Mr. Trump have sent shockwaves across Europe, particularly his comments regarding NATO countries failing to meet the 2% of GDP defense spending targets. Trump's assertion that he wouldn't defend those countries against Russian aggression and would instead encourage them to act freely has raised serious concerns. Jens Stoltenberg, NATO's Secretary General, responded with a resolute yet measured statement, emphasizing that any suggestion of allies not defending each other undermines collective security, endangering both American and European soldiers. He expressed confidence that regardless of the election outcome, the United States would continue to be a steadfast and committed NATO ally. While one might assume that after 4 years in office, Mr. Trump is acquainted with Article 5 of NATO's founding treaty, which stipulates that an attack on one member is an attack on all, his apparent indifference suggests otherwise. To him, the treaty holds little weight beyond its text, and he appears willing to defend NATO members only if he deems it beneficial to American interests. Once again, this clown thinks he's the landlord of one of his hotels. In contrast, President Biden sees NATO represents a solemn commitment grounded in mutual interests and shared principles. However, for Mr. Trump, it's viewed through transactional lenses, with European defense seen as peripheral to American interests. Whether America first translates to America alone will become clearer if he secures a second term. This underscores why the choice facing Americans in November extends beyond personal preferences. What can we learn from this story? What's the takeaway? Just 1 year ago, the notion of Republicans forsaking Ukraine at Trump's command would have seemed unimaginable. Yet fast forward another year, and the unsettling reality looms. A re-elected President Trump could very well command them to yield to Putin's demands or retract support from our European allies. The landscape of international relations may be on the brink of a seismic shift. Consider yourself warned. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, for show notes, calling out key pieces of content mentioned, and the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for the privilege of you listening and your interest. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.